Hi, this is Shannon, and you're listening to the Twancast, episode 2.5.1.
Yay, us.
Yay, us. We have our own applause. Yeah. We know you're clapping at home, too. This is episode 2.5.1.
Yes, and I'm Julie.
And I'm Twan.
And you guys already heard from Shannon.
Who's drinking my coffee?
Which tastes
so
like
good.
Ass. It tastes like
good.
Ass. Like all up in this area right here. Just ass.
See, Shannon is one of those people. Hey, don't drink at all. I have to work 8 hours.
You're like 40. You fucking jackal. Oh, okay.
This will be our first death cast going on here.
Okay.
See, that's what you get for fooling around.
Tomfoolery.
Shannon, you know, you've been with girls for so long that you don't have that swallowing reflex going on.
No, yeah, reflex.
No, you have to have the dribbling, apparently.
So, episode 2.5.1.
Yes, this is attempt number 3 this podcast. Because we made it yesterday, and my iRiver kind of hates Julie and decided she was background noise and wanted to filter her out.
That's basically all I really am anyway, so it doesn't matter.
What's
with all our self-loathing? We're very self-loathing.
We're products of the grunge generation. And then we had episode 2.5 in which Jen forgot to turn it on.
Oh, no, I pressed the red button with the little circle in the middle.
Also,
okay, so the battery magically recharged. Is that what happened while it was off?
Maybe it was from your touch, Twan.
I didn't touch it. What are you talking about?
Brought it back to life. Yes, I gave it to you.
Oh, you mean after the fact.
Yeah,
I rescued
it. Back to life.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Oh, okay. See, I thought that had some kind of a negative undertone.
No.
Yeah, too. I thought she was like, you touched it, so broke, you know?
No, I was
never, never nice to you.
You don't expect it, but, So, yes, we now have episode 2.5.1. And here we are, sitting at the table.
But this is dedication.
This is. You know,
the same podcast 3 times, just so you have something to listen to at
home. If we didn't like you people, we'd be like, screw it, we're going to go watch Degrassi. But no, we're here.
I watched, like, I got home from work early today. I got home at like 2:30. This is the workshop. And I came home and I sat my ass on that couch and I watched 6 episodes of Degrassi Old School.
Yeah, I asked her if she would make me dinner since I was at work, you know, and I thought it'd be nice to have dinner made when I came home. She's like, I could, but do I want to? No.
No, 6 episodes. But it kind of skipped. Remember how we saw like the to be continued one where Shane was missing? Well, that one wasn't in there for some reason, but I'm at the point now where Shane came back and he's all brain...
brain
damaged.
Didn't it?
Thank you.
Yeah,
sorry.
So I've kind of went on from there. But 6 episodes, and one of the guys has HIV.
Really?
Back in the...
Okay, maybe the laptop was a bad idea.
Do you know how to turn that thing on so it filters Juliet again?
Fuck you.
Automatic gain control equals anti-Juliet control.
I'm not going to talk anymore.
No.
I'm just going to sit here and mold.
So, Julie, tell us about your $22,000 Mac.
No.
Julie wants a $22,000 Mac.
It is her dream computer. It has a big monitor.
We've heard about it 3 times already.
Yeah, I really don't feel like telling it anymore.
Okay, this is why redoing podcasts, I feel, this is why I pity Drew. It's time for his daily shout out from Don and Drew when he did his own episode, because he had to do it twice. It's just not the same doing it twice. It's
no,
so hard.
No, it's absolutely not, but at least we can make fun of the fact that we had to do it 3
times. Yeah, exactly.
But we can talk about stuff.
We can.
Absolutely talk about stuff.
I didn't talk about my video game from before.
Oh, yeah. What, I kind of missed that last night because I was
yes,
looking at
did.
My Mac.
Because you were at the computer touching yourself at the new Mac that came out. Okay, so for those who don't know, there's this video game maker. He wants to make this guy basically wants to make a video game. And he's trying to get some people on board to do it. And basically the premise of the video game is that your goal is to go out and kill video game producers and makers. And the whole point of this is a political protest in a way to be like, well, you make these games where people like kill cops and decapitate them and urinate on their bodies, you know, and it's like, well, this is your way of saying, hey, now you know how it feels, you know, to have this game and see if you like it and it's all, oh, art, you know, when that happens. And I don't know, at first I was kind of like, hey, why not? And I'm still kind of, hey, why not? You know, if he wants to make it. But I think that it's just silly.
It just seems really stupid to me. I mean, I can understand his point of protest, but I think shopping it around and actually making this game that kids probably don't want to play.
Well, I think that's the point, you know.
I've got a great idea for a game. And I think the Bush administration is actually coming up with it. It's put all the queers and, like, the colored people in it and everything and all the minorities, put them and then beat them up and urinate on them. You know, oh, look, there's a little dyke.
Have you ever noticed that our conversation is so nice? And Julie gets so, like, badass and then politically incorrect.
Well, that's the thing, though. It's
politically correct.
Incorrect.
It's the same thing, though. I mean, it's if somebody wants to make a game out of something, you know, like you just said, the producers and whatnot, the norm, as sad as it is to say, that the cops are always the ones that are getting beat up upon. I don't know.
I like the po-po.
The
yeah.
po-po.
The poo-poo?
The poo-poo.
You like the poo-poo?
No. We're not going to talk about my crap.
Yeah, so... video fuck? Games are fine. Let the 17-year-olds play them. What's going on over there?
The cat just tried to take off and her back legs just slid out from underneath her on the floor. She fell.
I guess she had to say it.
Wonder what the Richter scale was on that. But
Hey, are you trying to say my cat's fat?
No, yes. I'm saying your cat is big boned and voluptuous.
You know, it's like your coffee kind of made its way over to my section of the table and has now become my coffee?
Yeah, I did notice that.
And your Burger King cup is just in front of you?
Yes. See, I understand the concept of sharing. Shannon, what's your name? Sorry, her mom's name is Sharon and it confuses the hell out of me sometimes. Okay.
Okay, structure here, people. Structure.
Well, it's kind of like you just, it's like, oh, we gotta talk about this again.
But we can talk about the Family Guy movie again.
And remember, we're going through this for you, people. We're doing this for you.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. Not that we love this conversation so much that we're like, let's have it 8 billion times, you know? It'll be like Groundhog Day, and we'll just relive it every day, you know?
Are we still recording?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, just making sure, so we don't have to do this a fourth time.
There would be no fourth time.
No. We just wait till tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Are we still going to do one tomorrow night?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Friday night, all the way. Okay, so Family Guy movie, who's seen it, raise your hand.
Me.
Because that goes over well on the radio.
Okay, Twan. Julie, okay, you've seen it, good.
Yeah, I was with you when you...
Yeah, right. So that movie was very disappointing. Because he did not take the risks. Why didn't Seth MacFarlane take the risks?
Yeah, like, you know, I think he pushes the envelope
I think it's riskier on TV than it was in the movie.
And the intro.
Yes. Ugh. Oh, the intro with Brian Stewie doing stuff.
It just, too long.
It was very long. But, I mean, I liked it. You know, my part, I liked it as much as I liked any other episode of it, you know? But see, I've learned in my wise old age to not expect anything. So that way, you know...
You're not disappointed.
Exactly.
You can't win. You can't fail if you don't try.
Exactly. It's a life philosophy, too. But,
Oh, you sad little emo boy.
Oh, emo. Speaking of emo, story
Connor?
Of the year... No.
Oh.
Story of the year came out. Do you know Story of the Year?
I know the name.
Oh, yeah. Is that fun? Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a fantastic song for Grimey to
cover.
Cover, yeah. I could just hear it on the piano.
Oh. But they have a new album out, and it's good. I bought it. And it's a very good album, and I liked it a lot. Now it's just the people going.
We do not condone any illegal file sharing activities on our podcast.
No, we do not. Our sponsors
then you get
not
viruses,
like,
and you then know, your computers die.
You want to hear something cool? Maybe I'll submit this to Dig. I don't know. Drexel, you know, all these schools are coming up with these. I'm just stealing from all my material tomorrow. All these schools are coming up with these ways where kids can download music for free using like things that they have partnerships with, Napster and stuff like that. Uh-huh. Well, Drexel has one that the students who live on campus get it for free, either iTunes or Napster. If they get it from Napster, they can listen to unlimited streaming songs for free. If they get iTunes, they can get 28 free downloads for the year. Students who live off campus get it really, really cheap, and so do faculty and staff, because they want kids to be able to listen to music without exposing their networks to all these viruses and stuff.
Do they have anything in place?
Exposing themselves to lawsuits.
Do they have anything in place for their online students, such as yourself?
No. No, it's resident students.
True.
But that's a great idea. I think
a lot of Stanford just struck a deal with Yahoo Music, I think.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, you guys, you probably know I don't know anything, but if a kid gets caught downloading music, like from the RIAA or whatever it is.
RIAA?
Yeah. And they go after them. Since they're on, like, school property, can they sue the school?
The school can be responsible for not blocking it.
Okay.
Because it's so easy to block, and so many, I mean, but that's the problem, so many pop up.
Right. How can you
But you know what? Control? But you know what? The majority of it, too, is closing off ports on computers, and there are lots of programs that use the ports that get blocked when you block that software.
But, I mean, I look at, like, the school that I work at. 2 years ago, they had an insane virus problem where the second you would plug your laptop into the network or your computer into the network, you had, like, 30 viruses. They actually had to shut down the entire network for, like, a week just to clean it out.
Because I bet they were running PCs.
Nothing pisses me off more than people who, in a school environment, will help propagate viruses being spread throughout the school. It annoys me so much, you know?
No, this is going to be on the internet. For people to hear, don't say too much.
You know too much. So,
you must die now.
But so I think that's really interesting that schools are doing that because kids are going to get their music. You know, better get it legally. So that's my material for tomorrow.
I didn't know that they were doing that.
No, I was actually looking up some stuff today, some other new stuff, and I just happened to come across that article.
Did you guys hear? This is completely unrelated. About how PayPal just said, not PayPal,
eBay
said, that's it, just PayPal, that's the only online thing, because Google's wallet or whatever that's coming out.
Yeah, I'm excited for Google Wallet, because I like Google anything
right
now. It's not out yet.
No. Okay. I thought it was...
They leaked the page, someone found it, and then they took it down.
So eBay is only accepting PayPal.
Google's going to take over the internet.
There used to be, like, BidPay.
Well, did you see about governments, like, being all, like, we're gonna, like, Google Earth, the software is, like, being used by terrorists.
Taiwan's pissed. But, you know, and I think I had read somebody mentioned something, like, those images are so freaking old.
Hi, the image of my old house from 3 years ago with my old 3-year car since that I've had, like, parked in the driveway. The Cougar.
Do you remember when you had that rod hanging off of the back of it and my father gets under your car? He's like, yeah, you're supposed to have 3 brackets holding up your gas tank. You have 1.
Yeah. Do you remember when Anthony's car wouldn't go in reverse?
Yes, and you got
How do you forget? It was
tickets.
Like a year of driving.
No, it was like 2 years ago.
No. I mean, it was for like a year that my car couldn't go in reverse.
Well, in Providence, they have this stupid law where you can't...
Now they know we live in Providence.
Well, we don't live in Providence.
They know we live in Providence anyway.
No, just because you say Rhode Island, that means Providence. I have to go use the facilities during our podcast.
During the podcast, so just talk amongst yourselves.
It's because she wolfed down my coffee like a jackal, so...
No, I'll take it away.
It's in my mouth. It's so good. La, 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 la.
I am so disturbed right now.
Me rubbing my tongue?
Yeah.
Caressing the coffee?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I'll tell you kids this since you don't know, because you couldn't know. I have Julie and Shannon here, and Shannon is very much she likes her coffee, like, sweet with lots of sugar and cream, and she likes, like, ice cream. And then her girlfriend, Julie, likes her coffee black, and I'm pretty much dead in the center of that. So when I have my coffee, I can pretty much tell who's going to like it and be like, here, try this, depending on how sweet it is or not. I'm very much that middle of the road person with everything, so.
Your lower end stuff, like stuff that I would like more so than Shannon, it's still really sweet for me.
Mm.
Well, because I drink my coffee black.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like the taste of cream in my coffee. Don't flick things at me.
Poor. Okay, is this study hall? 8th grade?
Football!
I sucked at that, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah, I'd be like, pling, you know, like go all the way across the library.
Land in your friend's eye.
I didn't have any time to research stories for today. No time.
Well, there's never any time.
It's so funny. One of the
Jessica Spano reference.
Oh, yeah. I'm a maniac. Yeah.
No, she's so excited.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
That's right, that's right, that's right.
I'm so scared.
One of the Degrassis today focused on caffeine pills.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You know what? I used to take caffeine pills before gym class in high school.
You've had enough of my coffee. Over here now.
Like when we'd have to run the mile and stuff.
You said help yourself as much as I want.
Yeah. Well, I regret that statement, okay?
Wow, we have 15 minutes of nothing.
It's just they love it.
We'll return to our normal podcasting structure tomorrow.
Yeah, we just didn't want you...
Sorry.
We just didn't want you people to think we died, you know, because we put out our first episode, and then we were like, okay, we're going to plug it, and then just tragedy all week long. We just haven't gotten this next episode out, and it's like, we don't want you to unsubscribe.
I keep missing nights of important homework that I should be doing.
Yes, because if it wasn't this, it would be watching the dirt fly around on the wall.
Speaking of dirt...
Okay.
No, this is a good story. This is a good story. We went to the post office today to drop some stuff off, and... The guy in front of us, you know, they call two people at a time, so he was next to us, and we were at our little counter, you know, and he was weighing our things, and the guy gives the girl an envelope at the post office, and he's like, you know, it's dirt. It's just dirt. He was mailing dirt, you know, so the post office worker was like, okay, would you like signature confirmation for your dirt? And how long would you like it for it take for your dirt to get there?
You could tell this guy was getting so aggravated that she kept reiterating the fact that it was dirt.
Mm-hmm. And then he started leaking dirt out of the envelope. So they started taping it up. And I'm just trying to think of reasons why you would want to send somebody dirt.
He might be sending like soil samples for some kind of construction.
Perhaps.
Or it could be a gardener and maybe...
Perhaps, but...
Maybe he's sending dirt to dig bodies with.
Or probably more than likely there's a little bag of cocaine in the mile of big box of dirt.
But then would you tell people it was
dirt?
Well,
if he's so strung out, you know, from his coke addiction, then he probably thought he was being subtle.
Anthony got sent sand from California. Maybe this guy's sending dirt to Alaska.
It was just so funny. Instead of saying something like sand, or it's just he just handed it to her and he's like, it's dirt.
Well, no, she asked him if he has anything flammable or...
Oh, yeah, they asked him,
perishable or biohazard or guns or...
Just dirt.
Yeah.
And do you know why I got sent that bag of sand? Do you remember? Because I gave someone a Gmail account back in the day when they were the new big thing.
And they were rare.
Yes.
And they were rare, yeah.
And he was like, I'll send you something. And he lived in California. And I'm like, send me a bag of sand. So that I could... It was my joy in life because I'm one of those freak nature hippies sometimes. And I thought it'd be really cool. I'd get this bag of West Coast sand, you know, that's never seen a sunrise. You know, because in California they see sunsets on the beach and we see sunrises because we're on the East Coast.
Did you ever bring that to the beach?
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
And I put on a specific rock and I go visit it now sometimes. And, right next to the dead dog.
The dead dog.
So sad.
But
we didn't go to the beach a lot this year.
No, we didn't. We haven't been to the beach a lot in like 2 years.
Because last time I went to the beach.
We haven't been to the beach a lot since Shannon came.
No, we got so burned.
No, that's the beach, but not the beach. Like at night.
Because it's like an hour drive to go sit on rocks.
So we
in the sand. And be cold.
So?
I don't want to drive an hour to be cold and sit on sand and rocks.
Well, you just don't have any fun.
My ass is too precious for sand and rocks.
Don't know.
Oh, yeah,
not.
Right.
We got nothing.
Okay,
tonight.
It's just, I just don't want to share the stories again, you know, because I'm kind of like, well, I should talk about, you know, Apple and my email venture, you know, how...
Wait, what did happen with your email? Because I know you had re-emailed them last night.
Yeah, now that I haven't heard back from them yet.
Well, you know, I think that's a funny story, and that's worth sharing again.
Okay, you're like, just say something. Okay.
I know, it really was a funny story.
Yeah, it was. So, okay, so I downloaded the first season of... No! Damn you.
Bad Shannon!
So, I downloaded the first season of Lost, because I've never seen it, and I heard it was good. I downloaded the first episode and was addicted in like 2.5 seconds. So, why? Can you sit still? Can you just be there for like a second?
Apparently she has ADD telling.
Can you tell your story, please?
I'm trying! And so, I downloaded the first season of Lost. And I went and I checked, and I'm like, shoot, I'm missing an episode. I don't know what that'll happen. I checked for purchases, and it was like, you've downloaded everything you're supposed to. And I was like, no, it didn't. So I went and I bought the episode, and I was like, well, I sent an email to Apple, and I was like, hey, I didn't get this episode. I bought the season, so I just downloaded it. Could you give me a credit? So I check my email like the next day, and I get this email back, and it's like, "We're sorry to hear. Apparently, the firewall you're using has blocked you from downloading the iTunes installer. Please shut down your firewall, and then you can download the iTunes installer." And I was like, "No, I just want credit for my TV show." And apparently, they just have like this email, you know, where they click a little circle and send it, the mass thing, and they definitely clicked the wrong one. And I didn't get the credit either, so I was like, fuck this. So I sent them an email, and I was like, bitches, you know, you gotta do something about this, so.
I hope they resolve that for you.
Yeah, I hope so, too. That's $1.99 that I want back.
Because all of a sudden you're so concerned about $1.99. I've never seen something more wasteful of money.
I'm not wasteful.
$1.99, that's a six-pack of batteries for the iRiver.
Yes, yes.
From Joblot.
Lord knows we need batteries.
Ocean State Joblot.
No, Java has a new commercial now that does not use the "come and get it at the job lot." Doesn't use that.
Oh yeah.
The oceans. No, it doesn't do that anymore. Now it's like some guy sitting out with his kid who's crying, and the mom.
So it's more of a realistic commercial.
The mom goes in and she buys everything in the world, and I've been in Java, and there's this shit ain't that nice.
See, I'm a big Jabla fan. I love me the
Yes.
We know the Brigham Young University shirt you got from Jabla.
Oh, why do you tell people that?
Why do you wear it still?
I know. Oh, I just needed a shirt for today. And then, like, 6 months later, he's still wearing it. And the guy on Thayer Street, like, made fun of you.
Yeah,
I didn't know it was Brigham Young. I didn't even know what Brigham Young was until I bought the shirt. That's why I went to the Jabla.
I didn't know what Brigham Young was.
I never heard of it.
Big Mormon university, like, huge.
They were on the OC, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, still missed it.
The girl in the real world that, you know, she was all slutty and she got in trouble because she...
Oh, wait, the girl in the real world was all slutty. That narrows it down.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Some blonde chick and she went to Brigham Young and she got in trouble and, like, excommunicated from the Mormon church because of her slutty ways. Speaking of slutty ways, my cousin is still very slutty on her MySpace.
Maybe she's listening.
And if she's listening, hi, Shan's cousin.
Hey, what's up?
Put some clothes on in your pictures, would you?
And then I see that you said you caught your sister smoking on her pictures.
Yeah, my sister, who is almost 5 years younger than me, who, you know, chastises me and my mom for smoking. Never hear the end of it, you know, with all the coughing and the whining and bitching. And she's in a picture drinking. Mind you, she's not 21 yet, but hey, whatever. With a cigarette in her hand. And I told her today, you don't ever chastise me again. And she's like, I only do it a little bit. Shut up. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Well,
she drinks a lot, too. Oh, my God.
She is your sister.
Every picture I saw, she had beer. And then she was drinking Coors Light from a can. And I had to tell her, Christy, you just don't do that.
Well, she's from Hicksville. She's
don't
trying to be hardcore.
Don't drink Coors Light in a can.
Yeah, she's got her cord hot.
Whatever. Yeah, I know. They were all, like, in pickup trucks and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, with the rebel flags and the rebel flags.
No. Oh, rebel flags are big down there.
Yeah. In South Jersey, yeah. Her neighbor wanted me to go up and fix her computer when we were down a couple months ago. And I go into the kid's room, and he's just got, like, all rebel flags on the wall and stuff. Like, I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, I'm going to die.
Yay, support the Confederacy. But anyway.
I know, they just don't get it that the South lost.
I can understand, you know, it being a symbol of...
Well, that's what it's not a symbol of bad racist stuff, but unfortunately people use it for that.
Well, I mean, it's a symbol of heritage for these people, you know, and I have no problem with that, but...
Well, for some of the people, probably not for most of the people that are using it.
Yeah, that's the point, I guess.
Yeah.
Because symbols and words are all about the intentions, you know.
Exactly.
Your sister's going to be like you. She's going to be walking around with a bottle of vodka.
Like, what, Shannon, do you know? This Shannon drinks a beer and a half and has passed out.
Well,
on the
you
floor.
Didn't know Shannon in college.
You no.
I didn't know, but I heard the stories.
I knew Shannon before you, by the way. I did know Shannon
in college.
I was in college. I had one semester off when I met you guys.
But you had a calm down with
your
wild
ways. Yeah, I had
calmed
down significantly. It was my last semester. I was getting ready to get out of there. This looks like one of those things that you throw and they pop.
Oh, yes. I remember those.
Snaps.
I like them.
Snaps. Snaps. I made a good one. Too bad it doesn't really... Oh! Good thing nobody's using that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aw, I went to get coffee and I said... Hi, Zoe. Hi.
It's over there. Over there.
Honey.
It's 6 inches away.
I know. You go hit me.
I'm not going to hit you. I'll just buy another coffee on the way to work.
No, I
How
can't
can
coffee
you drink that?
So late. It's good. So delicious.
No, it tastes like ass. ass.
It's Shannon coffee. You should.
Every time I say it tastes like ass, you just like hoard it.
That's delicious. Her secret subconscious way of being like she likes the taste of ass, you know? She's just trying to tell you.
She needs a little ass in her diet.
We all need a little ass in our diet.
Look, your eye remember has like a little guy with a hat on. Talking into a microphone.
Does he?
Yeah, no, he does. It's a little guy, and he's a little hat.
You realize that you are yelling now, and you're not yelling, but you're talking. You're like 2 feet from it, looking at the screen.
It's a little guy with a little hat, and a little microphone. Actually, the microphone's bigger than his head.
It's a penis.
Oh, you don't miss
it. I didn't even notice that the mic was pointing at me.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm going to be loud with this. I'm sorry.
Well, I still have the booming voice.
My screeching voice.
I know. It actually needs to be like in front of Julie, like facing her.
I know, but then I can't keep track of the time.
Oh, I'm sure Julie incapable of keeping track of the time, apparently.
You should check out the little guy with the microphone, though.
I've seen the little guy with the microphone.
But then how come you were like, oh, does it? Like, you didn't know.
Because I was trying to have good on-air presence, all right? I didn't want to be like, yes, yeah, Shannon, I know, shut the fuck up, you know? I was trying to encourage you. Okay, what time is it, listener-wise?
25 minutes.
All right, I think it was long. Yeah. I'm sorry. I really am.
But wait, we can talk about stuff still.
What else do we have to talk about?
No, I don't want to talk about all the stories that I'm going to have for tomorrow.
So we'll save them for tomorrow. They're going to have a day without us. They'll survive. This is just our way of being like, hey, we love you. We wanted to have something else out for you.
Please don't judge us.
So that you realize that we're actually going to put up podcasts twice a week and not once every 6 years.
And we're really trying to get into the groove of this and figure our shit out because technical difficulties and talking to the microphone instead of to you guys and...
Your cat is caught on the window.
No,
that thing's gonna come flying down right, because
let me,
it's.
Let me. No, honey. I'll get you. I'll fix you. It's okay. There you go.
I saw ass crack. All right.
Don't be looking at my ass, yo.
Where else can I look?
$5, please.
Oh, I love you.
Hey, I know I got the junk in the trunk.
Hey, that's hot like J-Lo.
Yeah.
All right, time for how to reach us.
Say bye, Zoe. Say bye.
So I'll put it out now, you know, instead of yesterday. You've wasted a day, but I'll give you a leeway. The first 20 people to email me, I've decided.
You.
Us.
Yeah.
The and email's them too. At twancast@gmail.com. Is that where it's at?
Yes, that's where it's at, Shannon. twancast@gmail.com. Because they need validation because we know we have listeners and we know you're listening, but no one's emailed us yet.
Please love us.
And we want you to take part. We wanna have things that you tell us to read. So email us. Talk about anything. Talk about your day. Talk about your cat.
Talk about the big scar you have on your foot. It doesn't matter.
Well,
I'll give you a shout out.
Yeah, Shannon wants to give you a shout out. I'm gonna give you $1.
I've never given a shout out before.
And hopefully you never will. So I'm gonna give you one shiny dollar bill. And we're even gonna sign it, or I'm gonna sign it.
Hey, that's defacing federal property.
I'm a rebel, okay? And
they're gonna take you to jail with all of your kitty porn.
But yeah, please just email us, say hi.
Yeah, so if you want $1,
call us.
I'm trying to talk. Yes, so if you email us with your address, I'll send you $1. And you can also call us at 1-206-339-TWAN.
I really just want to throw something at him right now.
Me?
I don't know why. I had this urge to throw something at him.
Because you just can't let me get this out. You're all like, talk, and then I start talking, and then you like interrupt me and throw things at me.
Captain my seat.
Oh. Yes, you can also find us on twancast.net, which is our website. You can find our feed in iTunes, though I wouldn't recommend it yet because they're having some problems.
But we're there.
But we are there.
Talk about us to everyone you know.
Yes, and if you want to start your own podcast, I would suggest going to podomatic.com. And I'm plugging them only because they're who we host our website through, and they're really great. And they just started up. They're probably going to be a pay service eventually, but they're free right now, so I'd recommend going there. They're really good.
Yeah, they're good guys.
And if you keep listening, then we can afford to pay, and we can afford to keep doing this.
Yes.
Ow!
Our cat is being a bitch.
Kill you.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Kill you.
All right.
Fuck you.
Twancast over. See you guys tomorrow, then. Do I have anything else?
No.
Sammy, good news! I decided not to kill you!
Copyright infringement.
No. 8 seconds. You can have 8 seconds of copyright material.
Do you think that was 8 seconds?
No, that was like 2 seconds.
I can tell you exactly how long it was. It is three.
Three seconds.
Excellent.
Yes.
All right.
All right, see you kids tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Please stay subscribed. Go into your journals. Talk about us. Love us, hate us. Just get us listeners. That's all we care about. Don't send us money. Just listeners. Okay?
Bye.
Bye.